I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Hey guys, it's Housewives of Dallas night. I gotta tell you something. Cameron has really, really grown on me. It's not like I didn't like her, but I'm just telling you, like, I'm amused by her. I'm really amused by her. She's here tonight. I think the husband might be here too, which is fascinating. I'm on my way back to say hello to them. Also, Carson Kressley, our great friend, is here. I love him so much. Car. He's the best. I think Cameron brought her weird condom earrings from her confessional look to see what Carson thinks of them. If she did, I will find out. See you later. He'll pick out your bag and a dress to fit your frame, and she had to ask her husband how to use baggage claim. It's Watch What Happens Live with Cameron Westcott and Carson Kressley now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, alive in the Bravo Clubhouse, ready to break down the Dallas drama and cut through all the bull, or as Cameron might say, bowl. Brandy says Leanne is whispering into my first guest's ear, which seems suspect because Leanne can only really speak in a yell. From the Real Housewives of Dallas, say hi to Cameron Westcott. And 2/5 of the original Fab Five are back on Bravo. This time they are making over Carson into an interior designer. It's true. From Get a Room with Carson and Tom, please welcome back Carson Kressley.
Hey, hi. Hello, hello.
I'm so happy you're back on Bravo.
I'm so happy I'm back too.
The show is great. It premieres this Friday. I'm really excited.
Yes.
And Cameron, I am loving this season of Dallas. It's really good. And Carson's not the only one dabbling in design because tonight I've decorated the bar with two accessories my guests are sure to adore. Say hi to model Charlie Matthews with our very own sparkle dog, Linda. Both in pink. Oh, sparkle dog Linda.
I mean, this is like the best eye candy ever.
Yes,
I mean, it's like a man sandwich.
I've been waiting for this one for a while. I even said it on Radio Andy this morning. I'm like, when is Amy Phillips going to do a Cameron impersonation? And guess what? She did one. Here it is. It's so funny.
Don't be offended, but Dallas society is better than you. I love pink so much. One time I tried to paint myself permanently pink, but court said if I did, I wouldn't be allowed on the private jet. Girl, this is not funny. What is this? It's used for cooking. Sparkle. Dots it.
Yes!
Did she do good?
That was good.
Yes, that was, really was good. By the way, Watch What Happens Live has been nominated for a People's Choice Award. Go on over to pca.eonline.com to vote for us now. Tweet me and Andy a screenshot showing you voted, and we'll shout you out on the air. Before we get to your questions for Cameron and Carson, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, as Queer Eye's original fashion savant, I'd be remiss to not get Carson's take on some of the wives' Lone Star statement pieces. Okay, here's what. It's time for fashion or fashion. Carson, I'm going to show you some looks from the Big D. You tell us if you like them,
yes,
or
please.
Load them.
Okay,
here we go. First up, Deandra's gold shimmer turtleneck blouse.
This is very Dynasty.
Yes.
And anytime you wear a high lamé neck, it always makes you look like you're going to say, this champagne is burnt.
Oh, I love it.
A classic Alexis line.
It really
what
is.
What about Cameron's black lace and pink puff outfit?
I don't think you can go wrong here.
Okay.
Is that a Sherry Hill, or is it, what is, who made that?
It's Narda's design, it's a Dallas design.
Oh, you told me
yes.
about that today.
Okay.
I love it.
Here, what about Stephanie's pink glitter strapless top?
You know what, it kind of looks like Spider-Man's face down there. Or like, it reminded me a little bit of those Ariana Grande ears, but I call this Areola Grande.
Areola Grande, what about Brandy's black lace see-through top?
It's a little, House on the Prairie.
Okay. What about Carrie's gold striped blouse with slick back hair and gold earrings?
You know what I say? When life hands you lemons, marry him.
Deandra's black and red flower sequin anniversary dress.
This is a little Mob Wivesy. A little Cabela's.
Okay. But what about... What about,
okay.
What about Leanne's crimped red hair extensions with the flower dress?
Did you say those were extensions? What?
What about Cameron's silver glitter t-shirt and pink hooped earrings?
I love the t-shirt. The earrings in this photo, and I don't have my glasses in, kind of look like condoms.
Yeah? Okay.
Now, you got so many tweets
about those, which I also
like to call a dream catcher.
We got to talk about this, because
Did you bring them? Oh,
yes!
My God.
Pink bows.
Nobody said
anything when I put them on.
Right.
Okay.
Well, sweetie, they're not going to. They're just going to let you hang yourself.
Yeah.
But who makes these?
Trojan. I got it from Tootsie's. I got it from Tootsie's in Dallas. It's actually a really good brand. I totally forgot, but it's from Tootsie's in Dallas.
Okay.
You know,
well,
you can rip
you
this
got a lot
off.
Of tweets. This was going on Twitter about this, about them looking for condoms.
I love them.
They look good, Carson. Yeah. They're amazing.
I'm a conservative girl. At least I'm prepared.
Yes.
Yeah, you are.
Second, tonight on Dallas, Leanne and Deandra once again tried to resolve their issues, this time at Carrie's new skincare and laser center. But here's what, the only lasers were the ones that shot out of their eyes and just about burned their friendship to a crisp. Watch.
Brandy, you were not as lit as she was. I don't want that for you. Every time you are with her, all you do is end up drinking.
Are you saying I have a drinking problem?
I worry that whenever you and Brandy are together, that it's always about alcohol.
Are you guys better, or you feel like it's...
We were okay, and then she said I was alcoholic, so I grew up with an alcoholic father. Just a sensitive topic. Because I thought we were, like, we worked on her stuff, and then all of a sudden, no, there's this thing about you being alcoholic. I'm sorry.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV and tell us whose side are you on, Leanne or Deandra? This was surprising, this revelation from Deandra tonight, right? Mm-hmm. Did you know about this?
Yeah, I did know about it. Deandra did tell me, and it's just heartbreaking. You know, I wasn't sure she was going to share it with our circle of friends, but she did.
It looks like you guys are on Deandra's side here. Surprising that those two are going through this season.
It's just heartbreaking.
It is, because they seem like they were real...
Yeah,
good
it's
friends.
Sad, and I don't think it will ever be repaired.
Oh.
I don't.
Finally, last week, Brandy confronted Leanne at the No Tie charity party, and things became so serious that you almost forgot Brandy was dressed as an 80s drag king, almost. Here's what, let's watch as the Brandy versus Leanne drama continue to roll on, and then Cameron will get your take on the other side. Watch.
How would you feel if I was, like, questioning you and Brian right now, and was this baby just to save your marriage?
What happened? Like, I seriously don't know anything.
She said, what if I told you that you had this baby to save your marriage?
I just don't see Leanne doing that.
That's just not the Leanne I know.
I was trying to give you an example of stop saying that I'm unhappy and ask me if I'm unhappy.
But there's a difference, Leanne. The difference is me telling you that you're unhappy is my opinion. You throwing out such an accusation.
It wasn't an accusation.
I've said it before, you cannot teach an old bitch new tricks.
Ooh, now that we've seen the tape, what was your take on it?
Well, actually, Leanne was actually giving Brandy an analogy.
Right.
Because Brandy was telling her that she was never going to get married and, you know, pushing Leanne's limits. But it was an analogy that Leanne was referring to. She actually never actually intentionally said that, but she was trying to say that so Brandy would drop the subject.
Right. There you go. Mm-hmm. Carson, Maureen Ellis, 23, wants to know, of all the housewives, who would you love to do a makeover on from any city?
Oh, gosh. Who has the best credit cards?
Yeah, right.
Let's just go shopping with Cameron.
Yeah, yes!
You have great taste. We could tear it up.
Speaking of, Melissa M. on the Walkabout on Facebook wants to know, Cameron, do you regret wearing the condom earrings?
You know, I actually think they were super pinkalicious and fabulous. And so at the time, I was so happy, you know?
Carson, Miranda W. wants to know how often the original Fab Five gets together for reunions.
Oh, gosh, we did a reunion with you.
Yeah, you did.
Like 2 years ago or something, or was it longer? And that was the last time we did an official reunion. And then when the new Queer Eye started, we actually did like a kickoff thing with them.
Oh, that's nice.
But Ted wasn't there, so wouldn't let him out of Shady Pines. But we were almost all together then.
Next week on The Real Housewives of Dallas, Deandra confronts Cameron, and it's one mother-in-law of a doozy. Take a look at this sneak peek.
When you and I were talking to Jimmy, my feelings were really hurt.
What was it that was so hurtful?
I felt like I was attacked.
How?
By the two of you saying that, you know, you should worry about who your friends are and who you're hanging out with, and people are talking about you.
I am disgusted. She's even bringing my mother-in-law into the situation.
She's not someone you ever want to piss off, that's for sure.
Is that a threat?
Okay, I've had enough.
What's going on?
For her to disrespect my mother-in-law that, peace out.
Whoa. All right. And by the way, I love meeting your mother-in-law, and your mother-in-law, of course, is the mother of Cord, who's here tonight. Great to see you. Has Cord let up on you a little bit about Sparkle dog food?
Yes, he has. I've actually got a little breather lately.
You have? Okay,
yes.
Good. I'm happy to hear it. Okay, very good. Let's go to Jessica from Vermont. Hey, Jessica, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, fantastic guest duo. My question is for Cameron.
Hey.
Cameron, do you feel that Brandy hides behind a ditzy facade to hide the fact that she's actually very calculating?
No, I don't actually think Brandy's calculated at all. I think she sometimes gets caught up in the, you know, drama, but I don't think she's calculated, no.
Let's go to Michelle from New York with a question for Carson Kressley. What's your question for Carcar, Michelle?
Hi, Andy, I love you so much. You have to come to Staten Island to do a book signing. Cam, girl, I love you so much. Carson, my question is for you. If you were a housewife, what would your tagline be?
Oh, I got heels lower than anybody's standards.
Yes!
They're called loafers.
So fast. Let's go to Mary Kate from Ohio. Hey, Mary Kate, what's your question? I love you.
Oh my gosh. Hi, Andy. Hi, Carson. I think you're awesome. Oh my gosh. But my question is for Cameron.
Okay.
I just want to know, Cameron, with your new dog line and all that, what do you really think about Leanne and Rich leading separate lives?
Okay, completely false. That is 100% not true. And for someone to even say that about a best friend is completely crossing girl code. If she would have brought that up herself, then that's, you know, something to talk about. But that's completely unacceptable. And they have such a wonderful relationship. And I love them both. And I'm just so happy for their wedding.
Cameron, Jesse T texted, do you think Stephanie and Leanne have a genuine friendship?
Yeah, actually, Leanne and Stephanie really do have a genuine friendship, and I'm really excited for them.
Norma Nichols, Carson, what do you think of my style?
Oh, I love your style. You're always very classic, like Ralph Lauren Black Label, but they don't make that anymore, do they? I'm so sad.
Me too.
Just, you know, it's polished, and the fit is right, so.
Yeah. Thanks,
Brett. What's not to love? And you've been doing a lot of nodding, so I'm hammered.
It's game time, everybody. Since Carson is a Bravo OG and Cameron is a relative newbie, we're going to see who's been keeping up with their Bravo cousins more closely with a round of Bravowood Squares, Bravo Edition. You'll pick a square and listen to a Bravo-themed statement and then agree or disagree. If you're right, you get the square. If you're wrong, your opponent does. First to get tic-tac-toe, three in a row wins. Cameron, you go first. Hey, stars.
Hi, Andy.
Okay, Cameron, pick a star.
Leanne Lockett.
Okay, center square, Leanne.
During Stephanie's Halloween party, I came dressed as a two-faced Stephanie.
Is she right?
Yes.
You agree? Yes, she's right. All right. Carcar, pick a star.
I'm gonna take Kyle Richards for 1,000, Andy.
Okay, Kyle.
Sonia Morgan once infamously screamed, "We always have a great life," in Atlantic City.
Is she correct?
In Atlantic City?
Is she correct?
I think she's correct.
She's not. It's we only have time. And it was in Atlantic City, but she got the line wrong.
We better drink.
Okay, Cameron.
Oh, yeah.
Pick a star.
Okay, Vicky.
Okay, Vicky, you are playing tic-tac-toe, but you've picked Vicky. All right. Vicky, what's your statement?
Megan used to accuse Shannon of having evil eyes.
Wait, what'd she say?
What did she say?
We need a translator.
Megan used to accuse Shannon of having evil eyes. Agree or disagree?
Agreed.
Nope, it's judgy eyes. Carcar gets the square. Carcar, pick a square.
Oh gosh, I've got to be smart here. This is going to be difficult. Okay.
Pick it quick.
I'm going to do the Hottie Prince Sloop.
Okay. All right.
Vicky screamed bloody murder when Tamara stepped on her finger on a ropes course.
Agree or disagree?
I agree with that.
No, it was Shannon. Okay,
so many
places you can go here,
okay,
Cameron.
Okay, I know. I got it. Blonde, you know, takes the blonde sometimes.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go with James Kennedy.
Okay, James. Okay, James, give it to me.
Lisa Vanderpump threw the first pitch at a Dodgers game.
Is he right? Do you agree?
Yes.
Yes, you're right, and you win the game. Congratulations. By the way, Brandy tweeted, Cam, watch it again because I asked her if she was sad and if she was getting married. I never pushed her to say what she said. So, there you go.
Oh, you nodded. I better drink.
No. I know. It's true. Tom is so talented. Transformations always on Queer Eye were...
Yes.
Unbelievable. So I'm assuming that on the show every week it's insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's even a little different because on Queer Eye we were, you know, working with these hapless straight guys who had like old pizza under their sofa.
Yeah.
Now we're working with like families who have big, glorious houses. Like a lot of them are like real housewifey, like big, amazing spaces. And I'm totally like, what are we going to do in here?
Yeah, right.
And Tom is just so talented with that. And then we do a smaller, much more approachable space every week as well so people can watch and really get great ideas for their own homes. So
that's great.
It's been really fun.
That is really good. You know, I mean, we can't stop talking about how much you look exactly like Nicole Kidman. And it's even more striking in person,
right.
I have to say.
Well, I think also like Laura Bell Bundy, too. Do you know Laura Bell Bundy?
Yeah.
You guys, you guys
but you're stunning.
So sweet.
Or Elizabeth Montgomery, like that classic 1960s, like,
you just made my
Italian Vogue drama.
Thank you. I'm doing pretty good if I look like them.
Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Canada, where recreational marijuana is now, as of today, legal. I guess from now on, Canada isn't just higher than us on a map. Also, I think all of those people who said they'd move to Canada when Trump was elected are probably giving that idea a second look right now. Tonight's Jocko goes to a man from Salem, Massachusetts, who will spend a year in jail after pleading guilty to stealing houseplants, earning him the name the Brazen Botanist. He gets the Jocko, I mean, because why in the world would you steal a plant that you can never smoke? Like, that's what I don't understand. Oh, wait, we have the split screen of Cameron and Nicole Kidman. Let's see it. Can we set this up? We're trying. We just got a picture of Nicole Kidman, and we want to see if we can do this. Nah, it's not happening. We'll do it on the after show. Well, maybe you can jimmy it up.
Well, just Google it on your phone and then hold it up to the TV.
Yeah, right.
And then you can compare
at
home.
Totally.
You know?
Carr, I'm so excited about your show.
Thank you.
It's so glad to have you back on Bravo. I want to thank Cameron, Carson, Charlie, and Sparkle Dog Linda for being here. The show is The Real Housewives of Dallas. It's Cameron Westcott and Carson Kressley from Get a Room with Carson and Tom. Behind the bar, it is model Charlie Matthews from DT Model Management and Sparkle Dog Linda. Linda Connolly is Sparkle Dog Linda. Let's go to Melissa from Florida. Hey, Melissa.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Carson. I love you guys so much. You have no idea.
Oh, thank you.
Carson, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite, or if you have any tea to spill about any behind the scenes at RuPaul's Drag Race? Like,
do you have a favorite queen your whole time on that show?
Yeah, I mean, I have several. I mean, Bianca Del Rio is so incredibly talented. I love Alyssa Edwards. I feel like she should be on your show. Like, every couple of times I was like, oh my gosh, one of them is like Alyssa, and then one of them is like Trixie Mattel, but they weren't. They were Real Housewives of Dallas. So anyway, forget what I'm talking about. But there's so many, and every season I feel like the talent level gets amped up. It's been great, and it's such a fun show to work on because we show up, put cute outfits on, and watch great drag, and then it's go home.
Let's go to Nicole from New York. Hey, Nicole, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Love you.
Love you.
My question is for Cameron.
Okay.
So I was wondering, does Court's family watch the show? And if so, what do they think of it?
I would like to know.
They actually do not watch this show.
They
used to watch the show, and then now they have so much anxiety about it that they do not watch the show anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They support it.
Yeah.
Cord saying.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have anxiety when you watch it?
No, I don't, because I always know what I'm doing and I don't forget. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're never nervous about what someone else is.
No, I trust my instincts, and I'm always true to myself. So I always feel confident on my actions usually.
Yeah.
So usually.
Right.
Yeah.
That's good. I gave you that shot before, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to Amy from Indiana. Hey, Amy, what's your question?
Hey, I have a question for Carson. I was wondering if his loafers were Sonia Morgan loafers.
Yes, there is a bit of a crest.
Let me do some foot modeling.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yes.
No, they're not from the Sonia Morgan collection.
Right.
But I did hear about those.
Yeah, with the crest.
And this is the Havana Yacht Club. I don't know anything about boats, and I've never been to Cuba, but I thought they were cute.
You do know, it's funny, I feel like you do kind of know most of the New York Housewives.
I do. I feel like I'm pretty close with Luann, and I know Dorinda and adore her, and I know Sonia, and I don't know, I've just, you know, I get around, I'm a hoe.
You do. Let's go to Susan from Charleston. Hey, Susan, what's your question?
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I had a question for Cameron.
Okay.
I think she looks amazing, but I was just wondering, did she have any work done?
Oh, you know,
Well, thank you for thinking that, but a true lady never talks about what. We never talk about our beauty secrets. I mean, I do get Botox. Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that was going to be my follow-up question.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Let's go to Maria from Minnesota. Hey, Maria, what's your question?
Hey, my question is for Carson. He's the whole reason why I started watching Bravo in the first place.
Oh, yep, he's the reason everybody started watching Bravo.
Oh, my God.
Without Carson, none of us would be here.
Stop it. That's ridiculous. True. True. That's ridiculous. Without my parents, I wouldn't be here, so you can thank them. But what's your question? It's a new nose.
My question is, there anyone that you still keep in touch with from when you were on The Apprentice?
Oh, when I was on The Apprentice, I tried to block that out. Actually, no. When you do those crazy shows, like a reality show where, like, you're on teams against each other, and it gets really weird. I remember, the third day I was there, me and Vince Neil had a fight, and I was like, how is this happening?
Right.
Because
you were on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, so, but then you become, after a while, the weirdness of it all evaporates, and then you do become friends with these people, and I literally just talked to Vince Neil today.
Wow.
Via text, and John Lovitz, I'm going to play tennis with him in L.A. So you become friends with people, and it winds up being an incredibly great and bonding experience. So,
Vanessa B wants to know if you knew that Karamo ended up being part of the new Fab Five because he was watching you talk about the Queer Eye reboot on Watch What Happens Live.
Right, yeah. No, I read that because you had asked me, that this new show was happening. And I said, yeah, I just heard about it.
Right.
And then I guess he was watching and got on that. So it worked out really well. So you're welcome.
Let's go. Oh, did we do Maria? Oh, that's it. Okay, I want to thank Cameron and Carson and Shirley. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.